call the Town of Discovery Bay Communications Committee to order. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Public comment is open. Seeing no public, we'll close that. Draft minutes to be approved, May 2nd, 2018.
I make the motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Carried. Discussion items, you're up.
I'm up. Let's begin with the update regarding the message board. This has been a long, drawn-out process.
Yes.
We were, since the last time we updated you, is that it was at the county attempting to get a permit. And we were told by the county that there were some various challenges that they wanted resolved. For one, they spotted a PG&E easement that encroached, if you're looking at this diagram, encroached onto our property, and they were asking us to go get a permission, written permission from PG&E to put the signboard on our property. And they went back and said no, because we're not going to put it on the PG&E easement. So there were some challenges there. Then they wanted elevation drawing, footprint drawings, etc. So I wasn't going to hire somebody to do that, so I made it on PowerPoint, submitted this, and it did the trick. So that's what I submitted to them, and that was fine. So now, to make a long story short, there was an issue regarding where placement for the sign could be. He talked to buildings, so he's trying to get us a floating permit that you could kind of put it anywhere in here according to where the building department wants it. So on June...
we don't want to pitch GPS coordinates to the county.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it was a couple weeks ago. I contacted him. I go, where are we at on the permit? And he says, I'm wrapping it up. I hope to have it done by the end of that week, which was 2 weeks ago. And then he's got to circulate it around, I guess, for more comment. And he says once that's done, he'll submit it to the Board of Supervisors for approval, but then he'll let me know when that takes place.
Really?
Yeah.
Or is it not the Planning Commission? They have to go to the Planning Commission? That's okay. That's okay.
Maybe it is the Planning. Is there a county plan?
There should be, but I don't know why they'd have to approve it. But maybe if it's on county line, you have to go through that. I don't know.
I was under the impression Board of Supervisors. I could,
but it has to get a board level.
It has to go to some board level approval.
Okay.
And then it's my understanding after that, then the building official works with our electrician contractor regarding the install and all of that.
But
we still have to buy the thing, because all this has been on hold because it's been so iffy in terms of various challenges, and more challenges could come up.
Sure.
It's great though. You got the plan approved.
This plan's great.
Yeah, I just went into PowerPoint
and worked
and did it. If there's a way to do it, there's, you know, well, improvise and adapt, right? I'd probably save $1,000. But anyway, that's where we are. Any questions?
So with this, one of the things that we've done, looking at this diagram, you're going to stop the end of the sign at the PG&E easement border.
Right, because I believe that by tucking it in closer to the fencing line, you have a larger angle, and the traffic coming down the boulevard loses that sight angle. So the closer you are to the street, the better the sight angle.
So the question would be, we didn't want to take the time to go, well, I said that wrong. To give PG&E is just another delay to sign off. When you did the electronic sign for the sample, for the height, remember you had it out there?
The elevation?
Yeah.
You could put it at 8 feet or whatever it was. Okay, we're not
right.
And then when the signs went out, so you've had that sign, the portable sign call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That has been here, and we've also had it out over here.
Yes. It's typically right in
here. Right on top of the line.
Yeah. So if my desire would be the pole, there's a pole in the middle, right? Is keep the pole right here.
Well, the pole is...
And let this hang over.
Oh, if it's a single pole, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be, the diagrams show it as a single pole, so put the pole on our property.
Can't leave
it
out. And
let it hang over, which because if you put it in here, we've got the pole that right here that's, that's coming down. Move it just a little bit more, and you get a better view of it.
We'll attempt that with the building.
Okay.
Folks.
Okay.
That would be good because they can float, and I thought about that too.
That'd be a big problem.
The legal issue there is you know, what do they own the easement from the ground up to the sky, which I think they do.
I'm sure.
And if that's the case, now that's like this, but I don't know, how hard is it to turn the sign? I don't know.
I think that's...
We would probably have to take it out of here and move it. The question would be, would we want to risk that? PG&E, the odds of PG&E coming in and completing the award is minimal. Unless they have a project.
The building department lets us get away with it.
So you'll give it a shot. I appreciate it.
We're going to move our stuff either way. You know, even if we're right at the edge, if they come in and do a big project, we're probably going to get our stuff knocked up, you know? So,
right.
I mean, it might be
and what's the chances of that?
And I'm not saying move it all the way out. And besides, if you come in here, some of the big trucks could take it
but
out.
But do we want to go through the construction permit and all that?
Well, so a little bit hanging over, if we could go that way and if it happens.
Well, you figure it would approach into the easement 4 feet.
6 feet or 4 feet?
4 feet, because it's 8 feet wide, so it approach 4 feet, which still leaves a buffer between the roadway edge and the edge of the sign is 6 feet.
And it'd be hard for me to lasso it on a driving by, so that's good. I don't want kids to have turning practice either way.
Don't even go there.
Chucking my milk carton.
So we're still we're in the whole pattern waiting for approval, not approval by the board, whichever board it is. We're waiting.
I think he's circulating
for the review.
Then we get some preliminary feedback. That's good. A little
which will be maybe another argument for next.
Okay. A little pre-slide.
So good news, and then the boards, both boards. Let's say at least how often does our board of supervisors meet?
I think they're twice a month.
Twice a month, too?
Twice a month, okay.
I think so
the delay wouldn't be huge. I mean, it sounds like good. Thank you. Good update.
Well,
we don't know if they have a public hearing on, right?
No, I don't think they would. I think it's just an administrative...
Okay.
That's perfunctory.
Okay.
Off you go.
Okay, good.
All right, so...
that's item number one under D, and then item two.
Item two.
Regarding the town and discovery.
I'm excited to turn this over to Carol, who's going to take this on. And let me tell you that this idea, Carol, actually went to the company, and they hadn't thought of it, and now it's in their newsletter. So I'll...
And you
that
have
was,
the newsletter
that was
as well. There will come there some side. But I have inquired via their ticket system about how to have another way of announcing, you know, emergencies or anything like that, rather than just email blast and have it on the home page and have something that would be stationary on the home page.
Right.
So I'd asked that question, and they were going to work on it, and now we have it, so it's compatible to the disabilities, what do we have? You know, with the different colors we have, the ADA compliant, and you can put it anywhere on the website. So I was going to do a little demo.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know, sorry, I wish we had the big screen and we could do that, but we have here. So I'm just going to put the website, and you'll see my editing version of the website. So it'll look a little different than the live, but it's really cool. So come down here, and this is how I manage content. I go in. And I create a little pop-up notification. And I've already got one lined up, and it's the water will be shut off on Discovery Bay Boulevard, August 9th, 2018, from 11:01. So that's kind of what we could do, whatever Mike says, put on there, and we can have it so I'll edit, and I can kind of show you where it can go. I have it disabled right now when we have it on live and published. But for now, we can preview, and we can have different colors in all of these colors again. And I think red would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll show down at the bottom. Of course, this won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can link it to a separate website or whatever's on our website, a separate page. And
whatever the alert is.
Exactly. We can link it to that. And my thought was that for people that are paying the O'Connor bill, they're coming to our website to do that, but then they'll see something like this and they'll see what's going on rather than email blast, because an email blast is just
proactively, they'll see some subject that might be pertinent.
Exactly. And then they may decide to, you know, sign up for email updates as well. And then you can bring it over. I don't know what you guys will want, but it could be to the top, which I don't know. I mean,
maybe the Discovery Boulevard is closed to limited traffic, and
anything like that. Mm-hmm. We'll work on whatever. Yeah. And now, anybody who visits our website will see this thing pop up. And
we got cones on cones. So watch out for cones on project under board or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever Mike approves. Yeah. And, you know, you can have it to the right, you can have it to the left. I thought that the bottom would be, you know, best, but then you can just scroll up and get move whatever. Go ahead.
Can they exit out of that?
Yes, when you say got it, it goes away. Or if you want to read more, because there was another place where it said read more. And again, you can have, you know, different colors. But let's bring this back up again.
I like when they have like a band on the bottom or something on the side. I don't want to block what I'm trying to look at.
Exactly.
At least I can kind of go, okay. Process, not take the whole page up.
Kind of like in the bottom right.
Virus alert, I don't like when it does that.
Right, so I that's what my thought was to have it, you know, wait. So here, so then you can also learn more, and by clicking learn more, that will either take you to a separate website, like if it's for the blue green algae to the county, or for the mosquito vector control, whatever it would be, or if it's already on our website, I can link it to our page on the website as well.
Is there a timer on that? Can you set a timer?
Schedule it.
For another, if it comes on at a certain time, or at least goes off at a certain time. Yeah.
That, I don't know.
I think that would be something to ask digital deployment. Yeah. So they did all this for us at no cost because it was our idea. Carol's going to be.
Wow.
That I was noted in the newsletter on the second page of your little printout there. I thought that was pretty cool. I felt good about it. I do.
Yeah, whatever
enjoy.
The campaign is, that's a great way to pop a message on hand board.
Yeah, so that's kind
you
of.
You guys get the email blast, correct?
Yeah, I am.
So you see, we're really pushing out quite a bit of stuff, the mosquito stuff, the green algae stuff, all of that.
I get it on a personal end, and the town email, and so it's good. It mirrors everything, comes right clean. So
it's nice to see those, you know, how many people signed up now?
450, I think.
When we hit 2,000, then it's a celebration point.
There you go.
Still got a ways.
Well, hopefully when they see this, they'll think, oh, maybe I better sign up.
Well, the word will get
Let's
out
see.
As it
yes.
starts to become more.
You're
more
right. Effective. You're
well,
right.
Well, you'll have to let me know, and we'll be
a raffle by then.
A raffle, too.
But it shouldn't take any more work, right?
We're working on it.
Just get the notices out. That's good.
Right. Yes.
I think that the email blasts are so professional looking. It's clean, crisp, and brief comments with links where it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. It's simple. It works.
We are way ahead of most districts and entities. We've exceeded all of our ADA requirements, and now we're being innovative with it. We're going to continue to do so.
Okay.
You liked it. So
very proud of you. Top notch. Congratulations.
I love to work on the website.
That's good.
It's so clean and crisp and also easy to get around. And it's
so
very informative. Everything you've
done. It's a great resource, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about stuff flying by you. I had a thought. It doesn't matter. We had talked about an annual review with digital deployment, one of the first meetings. I don't know that we said annual, we just said maybe we do a review.
Annual calendar review? We've been about a year.
Yeah, the calendar. We have, who's it, Rock?
Rocky,
okay. Maybe have them, even if they did a audio. But I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying, you know, if we don't do it this year, maybe next year.
I think what we would do is, since we can talk about this because it's not on the website, but what kind of things would you want then a review on?
Capabilities and how much we're using. What do they see from others? Kind of the last meeting that we had, the only one that I've been part of, is I learned it was an education for me. Where are we? What do we have? And then are we using it? and I think we've improved the direction, and obviously they're listening to you now. It's really good. So, you know, review every couple of years, kind of like, okay, yeah. Where are we? How do we stand up against some of your other clients? Are we getting full use of this? What are the options that you have? I know they may send them out of notices. You know, a 30-minute webinar. That probably we could go in and just a 5-minute, 10-minute spiel by them and then questions by us as well.
Okay. Okay. Do you want that in come?
Next year. Maybe every 2 years we do it.
Okay. So we can see right. When they add it and let's do it. So that would be next year.
And maybe we already have this annual meeting or this account, not an account review. I mean, we have a multi-year contract with these guys, I think, right? Our digital company, we have a long-term relationship, and we have a contract more than like every month to month, right?
What's it mean? It's an annual service level agreement that's perfect. Signed off.
Yeah. I would just like, for me, I'm just curious, like, what's the next thing for, what's coming next year, 2020, what's the new?
Well, that goes to your point. Yeah. We don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
That's right. So we want to get it in here.
Not a brand new, not long, just, and they don't have to come down.
Maybe some case study stuff of something that may are interested, like, oh, we did this for us, you guys could add that on it, or a video or something. I don't have no idea what this I would do it every month, or maybe once a year or 2 years.
I did spend some time with the gal that is kind of the parent company.
Yeah.
At the last conference I was in Squaw Valley, and she says we're in really good shape.
It looks like we are.
Yeah. So I know the question breezed through my mind. When we get requests from residents, using Bill Helfrich as an example, he will from time to time ask for certain records. Most of his have been financial. Do we have that available online? Do we have everything online? And when I say everything, I know that's going to be no, but I have to ask it that way.
The question
so that we can direct them there instead of gathering the information for them.
I would say everything that should be online is online. District documents are online.
Policies.
And financials is online. The policies are online. The agendas are online.
Safety plan.
I think so.
Yeah.
Which we're doing a new injury prevention, illness and prevention plan.
Yeah.
Those typically go online. But occasionally there's some kind of... Some people ask for documents that don't exist,
yeah. And
that's what takes place sometimes. Or they want us to analyze the documents, and we don't do that. That's not part of a records request. The record is, here's the record.
Can you give me a rate study and all this stuff?
And we've heard the rate studies are online.
I know that.
All of it's online. That you would think would be online.
And then finally, we link to the county too, right? We also have links to our
agencies. We have links to other agencies, but not to everything they have online because...
We can't, right? We can't give you
exactly. But we get records requests typically for things that are already online, but we still have to provide.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's a whole law in and of itself.
So the law is... It's fumbling, stumbling over itself. And if they're saying the requirement is there for public consumption, why would they then enforce us to issue the documents if they're already available?
Well, you can refer people to it online. You have to respond to the records request.
Okay.
I mean, so you just can't say, hey, here's a records request that's online. They should have known that, whatever. You have to respond and provide them the document.
Okay.
And a lot of times you can probably just send them the PDF of the document that's online. And I think that's how we resolve a lot of that.
I wish we were doing on the website this pop-up thing. I wish we could do some sort of incentive to that person to sign up and give us suggestions. I think our suggestion box is so light, and maybe you guys get more suggestions than I know about, but I feel like sometimes I would like to, you know.
We have a submission form.
Do we ever get any?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually, right.
I wish give us the best idea of what you want to find on the website about Discovery. What do you want to learn more about Discovery Bay, about or the town online or something, and then give us 3 boxes and just kind of give us a, I don't know, but then give them a, give them a family pass to, I don't know if we can give anything as a town, but if somehow there was like, oh, you get a perch to the park, community center, maybe there's an event, and maybe the winner could be 2 swim passes for, something. But I just want to figure, I like surveys, and we had done surveys in the past with the, when we first bought the community center, and when that was community center committee first one. It was a lot of work, a lot of ways, but we had some people that were doing that, and I just, sometimes I know we're surveying the whole time, like our rate studies and all that, and we're doing a continuous study. Maybe on the website, just on the website.
Here's the thing about surveys. Surveys could be very dangerous.
Okay.
Because, so I'm not saying eliminating it because of the danger. You have to be very careful. Because surveys, you don't want to put a survey out unless you intend to do something with the answer that you see. Because there's an immediate expectation that if I get a survey and I answer it, then you're going to fix what I just told you to fix or implement what I just told you to do or whatever. So they have to be very, very carefully crafted. But I do see some things like community-wide surveys. There are now companies that do Survey Monkey and versions of that kind of stuff, right? Well, they'll send it out to the community. For example, when we look at our zones here, or an assessment or things like that. Yeah. What do you think about raising costs here? So you want to have a specific purpose.
Okay, all right. So like a specific one would be what community center amenities would you like to see in 2025 or something, and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, we cannot build the outdoor arena for your, for live bands.
Good. 10-4, thank you.
May I ask one question on this conference call or whatever you'd like with digital deployment with Rocky? Do you want a conference call?
A webinar.
So you
just call them. And not a, tell them, a 5 to 10 minute presentation on where we are with this account.
But that would be remotely?
Yes.
Or that, okay.
Yeah.
So you have to say
if he wishes
here,
to come
so.
Down here,
okay.
I think if he had a choice, he'd do it on the phone.
Yeah.
That's why
I
give him that option.
And do you want that at our next meeting? Or
no. Next year.
Next year. Okay,
pick the time.
I just want to make sure. So our next meeting, that would be a communications meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I've got next year communication. Just want to make sure. Thank you.
And the things we'd be looking for is that in his presentation, an update on our account, 3 to 5 minutes, one slide, a little bit of information. You're great, we love you, and here's where you are. And how do we rate with others that might be comparable to us?
Yeah.
Where are we missing? What do we
and,
have?
Yeah, and are there other things that he maybe told us about, but we didn't focus on and we forgot? And now it's like, now that we're good at this, we could do that too.
So we want to know, are we keeping up with best practice?
Yes.
And what is new and innovative out there for our consideration?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the two of
them. That's it. That's it. Like a rainbow to you. Okay, future discussions. Thank you. That was a good presentation.
Future discussion, this may be way in the future for trailing, but I have created a message board policy.
Wow, that was going to be one of the answers, but I figured it was pretty true.
Message board policy. I guess we could start reviewing it at our next meeting,
sure.
Even though we don't have the signboard up, because it's going to spark some great discussion about a few items.
Sure.
I think it'll be an interesting meeting.
Okay. Well, when the board need to get that all figured out by before the sign goes up, right? You have to adopt the policy.
That would be
before it's illuminated.
Yeah,
we should have that figured out before we power on, right?
Yes.
Right, but I don't see that anytime. I don't see it like tomorrow.
Okay. Is that a big policy? Is that like 30 pages?
No, I'm thinking it's more like probably about 8 pages. My memory serves me right, but there's some things in there that you don't quite expect that it's going to really be a policy decision of the board if we want to go down a certain path or not.
Yep. Okay. Any other future agenda items?